Okay, we're in the Mishlei, Perek Yud Gimel, that's chapter 13, verse 5. And it says, the tzaddik hates false statements, false words. And the wicked is, so Sadia Gaon translates the word Yavish as harm. So the Rasha harms himself and shames or embarrasses himself. Okay? And Sadia Gaon says, how does he do that? So he says that what the Rasha, he gives an example, but what he's basically saying is the Rasha, the wicked person, projects when he puts down others, like he talks Lashon Hara, or he insults others. You understand? That's all a projection. It's a cover-up for his own emotions. So he covers up, like Rashi says, that anybody... Rashi says that if you see a defect in another person, it's your own defect that you're really seeing. And it's a cover-up of your defect. We're not talking about an analysis. Now, you can analyze a person, and if you have objective proofs, that is not the projection. Projection is just where you automatically jump in to explain why people do something without thinking about it, so you project. So you have to distinguish between a real analysis and projection. But that's why, so the wicked person who's looking for faults, most of the times the faults that he finds is his own faults, which he's trying to cover up. And what he's saying, that person has it and he laughs at him, that's the denial of that he has it himself. That's how Sadia Gaon is learning the second half of the pasuk. Okay? So the question is, what does the first half have to do with the second half? Why does the tzaddik hate the lies? Okay? So we have to say the lies that he hates must be the lies that the second half of the pasuk is talking about. So he hates projections. And the question is, why does he hate projections? Okay? So there are two reasons. One reason is because he sees the embarrassment. He understands the embarrassment that the Rasha is making of himself, that he's making a fool of himself. So he's afraid of that embarrassment. So therefore, he hates projections because he's afraid of the same embarrassment. This is a lower possibility than the second possibility, which is that the reason why he hates projections, because he sees that will prevent him from his development. He's working towards perfection, and this type of thinking will remove that perfection. So therefore, he wants to undo that type of imperfection. So therefore, he hates it because how it affects his perfection. But what we did say is that we're not talking about a person that loves truth. Because since Mishlei only deals with consequences, so therefore a person that loves truth does not like lies because he can't tolerate it because of his attachment to the truth. That person is not a Mishlei type of person. That's a person that's finished Mishlei and moving on to a higher level. The Mishlei person only does things because he sees the consequences of the actions. So therefore, when he sees the harm of the actions, so therefore he doesn't do it. And here there are only two harms that he sees. One harm is that he'll make a fool of himself, that he's really showing his own faults. And the other level is that where he sees that it takes away from his perfection, and he sees the importance of perfection, so therefore he hates this type of projection or this type of lie. So that's why He hates lies. It doesn't say he loves truth. He hates lies. Okay.